Wolf, and Luke.
Wow.
Wow.
Ron Wolfley. Luke Lipinski.
Don't waste all your best material this early in the show, because I want people to keep listening.
Wolf and Luke. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
All right, welcome back to the show. And joining us now, as he's going to do every week here for a while, on the 72 Sold Sports Line is Jay Williams of the Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max show on ESPN. You hear it every morning. And Jay Will, first of all, thank you for the time, man. How you doing?
What the hell is going on, Phoenix?
I knew that was coming, Jay.
I don't understand. Last time I saw you guys, I was there for the NBA Finals. I saw DeAndre Ayton outplay Nikola Jokic, a guy that won the MVP of the entire NBA. I see guys like Luka Doncic. I see guys like Trae Young. I see guys like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. All signed extensions, yet I'm sitting here looking at this 23-year-old superstar that obviously unlocks so many aspects of your team, and your owner, Robert Sarver, is trying to lowball him on the cheap side? What the hell is going on?
I wish I had an answer for you. I was going to ask you. We're all kind of wondering that.
I'll tell you what I would do if I were DeAndre, and I know Phoenix Suns fans aren't going to like it, but at this point, I'm not worried about what your feelings are, because my owner is trying to screw me. My owner is trying to play games with me. And what I do is I sign a one-year deal worth $16.4 million qualifying offer from Phoenix. I must make him in order to maintain his rights. I do so, and then I become a restricted free agent in 2023. Wow. I do it. Like, if we're going to play this game about you don't see my value, then I'm going to sign this qualifying offer deal to make sure that you maintain my rights for 1 year. I'm going to play my ass off. I'm going to show you with Devin Booker, with CP3, with on how I unlock your team constantly, and then I'm going to make somebody pay me, and I'm not going to stay. Because this is you telling me that after all I've gone through, after injuries and everything else, how much I sacrificed for this team, after getting us to the NBA Finals, that you're still not sure I'm your guy or not. So I'm going to prove to you that I'm not going to be your guy. And maybe it's just me, that's how jaded I get, and I get that frustrated, especially when I see other players that got nowhere close to the NBA Finals, with the exception of Trae Young, sign deals that are close to 170, 180, and you don't want to give me my money. I feel some kind of way about it.
You know what's amazing about this, Jay? Because, listen, I am for the player as well. I totally feel you on this. And if I were Robert Sarver and James Jones, the general manager, of course, for the Phoenix Suns, I'm paying. I'm giving him his max contract. I am, based on what he did when it mattered the most. Last year in the postseason, of course. But here's my question. It's so obvious. What does it say about them for not doing it? I mean, honestly, it is so obvious. It tells me, is there something we don't see behind the scenes? Is there something? Where's the hue and cry? Where's the outrage from the players inside that locker room? There's silence right now, Jay.
Yeah, you know, I'm okay with there being silence because you have a lot of young players. Like, that's where Devin Booker or CP3, where are you on this issue?
Right.
Obviously, this is your team. You bring up a really good point, Wolf. I hear exactly what you're saying. But at the same time, that's very confusing to me.
Yes.
Because now I ask you this. Where do you go? Like, what's the plan? If you're not willing to offer him that, then you're going to try to use him as a trade bait to bring on another big-time free agent to lure him with Devin Booker.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to start digging. And that just poses – I guess that becomes a problem because you know how we are with us media too, right? Like, now I want to – I'm going to start asking you questions every single day. Well, Devin, like, are you not sure that DeAndre is your guy? Well, CP, are you not sure that DeAndre is your guy? Like, what's going on with DeAndre? Is he happy today? It's not tomorrow. We're seeing headaches across the league with stuff like this. If you don't think stuff like this doesn't affect your team and the psyche they have on
yes.
a day-to-day basis, with the way the media will ask questions, then you're remiss.
Yes! That's the part that I'm so confused with here, Jay, because that's exactly it. Now, all of a sudden, CP3 and Devin Booker and Jay Crowder, these guys got to answer all these questions. on this, and it becomes a distraction. Yet for whatever reason, the organization, the front office, did not fear driving a wedge in between this locker room. And I wonder, why is that? Maybe, Jay, I propose to you as a former player, because you know you can have a young king, you can have an old king, but you cannot have a mad king. And a mad king in the locker room is somebody who's got all the talent in the world, and yet we got to scream at him every night to get him to go do his job. Now, listen, I'm not saying that's DeAndre Ayton. I'm not saying that, Jay. I'm just saying I wonder, because of the relative silence that I hear, I wonder if that's the case.
Well, you know, it's fascinating when we have these type of conversations, because we have them about the NFL all the time.
Right.
And it's not the same equivalent, right, because obviously you guys are balling out there, the Red Sea. But, like, Baker Mayfield, right, when everybody's like, oh, I'm not paying him top dollar. And I'm like, okay, I hear you on that. Who else are you going to get?
Yeah.
So, like, I guess that's also my question. If you're not paying DeAndre Ayton top dollar, and I'm not comparing Andre Ayton to Baker Mayfield, okay,
yes,
at all.
Right, right.
But obviously I'm just saying similar situations where there's questions about, I guess, internal questions about whether they can lead. I mean, I think it's very apparent for Baker. I don't think it's very apparent at all for DeAndre Ayton about whether or not he can be a critical piece. If you question his willingness to be in attack mode all the time, okay, maybe to a certain point. But, like, Mikal Bridges signed that pretty big extension. I'm like, okay, I like Mikal Bridges, but, like, what piece is more important to your team, Mikal Bridges or DeAndre? And so those are all the kind of things that make me wonder, like, then who are you going to get that replaces what DeAndre Ayton does defensively and offensively? It may not be the clip you want it to be at, aggressive style each and every night, but, damn, that's still a pretty special clip that it hits.
Talking to Jay Williams, Jay, sticking with this, I mean, if you're a teammate of DeAndre Ayton, if you're Chris Paul or Devin Booker, you're one of those guys, and now you're looking at the start of the season, you're trying to repeat as Western Conference champs, I mean, do you have to take DA aside and have a conversation, or how much more difficult did they just make Monty Williams' job?
I mean, look, it's going to be difficult for everybody, right? You know, I've been in contract years for other businesses. I didn't make it to that juncture in the NBA, and what I will tell you, just in other businesses I've been in, involved TV, it makes it really challenging, right? Because there just ends up being so much more pressure on you individually to showcase why you're deserving of it, that it innately makes you think about you. Now, think about when teams get to their best optimal, you know, max point where they're clicking offensively or defensively. It's about what we are doing. It's about us. So for young players to go through this scenario where it's like, well, it is about us, but then everybody at home, all of my family is telling me it's about me, like, that creates a really weird dynamic. So you hope that CP3, who's been through this a couple of times, could probably talk to him. But ultimately, guys, it's going to come down to how mentally tough is DeAndre Ayton.
Yes.
Because everybody on the team is going to want him to do what's in the best interest of the team. But I'm telling you guys right now, as a fact, everybody in DeAndre Ayton's camp, family, agents, accountants, are telling him to do what's best for DeAndre Ayton. And that's going to be a difficult needle for him to thread.
There's one way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. And that is to ball out. To ball out, Jay. There's one way for DA. One way to get paid. And honestly, I'm wondering if there isn't a conspiracy going on. And again, I don't know this to be the case, but I wonder if there's a conspiracy going on to bring the most out of DeAndre Ayton, because he definitely, as Brian Windhorst said last year, he led the league in getting yelled at.
But I guess, Wolf, so, I mean, let's bring it back for a second. Let me take off my player cap. Let me put on my GM cap.
Yeah.
If I have to yell at my player every single day, am I sending a message to the rest of the league that this guy lacks a will or determination to be great? And we don't think he's deserving of that greatness yet, even though other players have been deserving of that payday. That's a fascinating sign to send to the rest of the league. And if I have to yell at my guy to get him to that point, is his mental makeup that of such that he will constantly fight and surpass my expectations due when he's faced with adversity?
Jay,
you tell me. I don't know.
Jay, I mean, honestly,
you've
played with guys like that, though, right? You know what I'm talking about. You've played with guys that had all of this talent, but for whatever reason could not bring the intensity or the focus or the concentration on a regular basis, correct?
I do, but I think that's a challenging question mark.
Yes.
For ownership and for James Jones, because some players may not reach their talent. That doesn't mean that their talent isn't worth the money, though.
Right. Right, Jay.
Does that
again,
make sense?
It makes perfect sense, my brother. It really does. But to me, it's so baffling because I would have given him the money. I would have given him the money based on what he should. But it's so baffling why they're not doing it. There's got to be a reason. It can't just be that the owner doesn't want to pay him. It can't be that.
Yeah.
That's just so myopic and short-sighted. I don't know, Jay.
Yeah,
I don't know what to say about it.
Now I'm going to start calling people. I got to find out what's happening. Now I got to dig in.
Do me a favor. Will you call me after that?
Well, we're talking every week. Well, I got you. I'll be calling. Obviously, I'll be reporting you live on your show. Let's go.
I'm so fired up that you're going to do that, Jay. That is awesome, brother.
Jay Williams, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate the time.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Okay, Jay.